Welcome back to the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Monday in the octave of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's gospel from St. Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. And they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.'" The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated amongst the Jews to the present day. Father.
Okay. Well, today we see the Pharisees scheming to disprove the resurrection. And, you know, quite frankly, if they ever found the body of Jesus, that would be the worst day of our existence, especially mine as a priest. I'd have to find a new job. You'd all have to find a new faith. Actually, existentially, it would be the worst thing possible, because it means everything we say is not true. But I think, too, is that it's if you look at the facts of the gospel, and of course, the Pharisees aren't going to believe the gospel because they just think it's the word of the disciples made up to cover lies. And but if you go to the gospel that we read yesterday, there's some key components that would kind of prove that the disciples didn't steal the body, or anyone steal the body for that matter. There were no grave robbers. Is because when John entered into the tomb, he found the burial cloths folded up nicely, on the side. The head wrap and the shroud was sort of nicely put together. And, I don't know if any of you have had your house broken into before. I've actually had that happen once as a priest, and you just feel so violated when that happens. But, someone had broken into my bedroom, actually, which was in the basement of the rectory. I slept in the basement. It was a bigger room. But there was a window that kind of went into it directly. And I guess the guy had broken in there and stolen my laptop, any money he could find, and some other valuables. I think he did it quickly. But the one thing he didn't do is clean up my room before he left. He left stuff everywhere. And I think, too, that someone who wants to rob someone's not going to clean up the mess, so to speak. But there's a deeper significance to this folding up of the cloth. In the Jewish, in our American tradition, when you go to a restaurant, usually what you do after you finished eating is you fold up your napkin, you place it by your plate, and then if you went up to the you went to the restroom, the waiter or waitress would assume that you're coming as you're finished, and they'll take your plate. But in the Jewish tradition, it's the exact opposite. If you go and the something's folded up, it means you're not done eating. You're coming back. And I love that John uses that, makes that point, is that Christ is alive and he's coming back. And I think it's making the Pharisees very nervous that the Lord is alive. But for us, it's a sign of great hope. And that he has conquered death, and he is coming back to take care of his own. So today, we should always know that the empty tomb is a sign of hope, and no grave robbers did not steal him. The disciples did not steal the body. It is nowhere to be found because it's right now in heaven.